In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. One of the things that has always struck me about our liturgy, our worship, is the way it brings us into the story of God and how it brings God into our own stories. Sometimes it feels like we are taken to moments in the story of God that are frozen, a perfect memory encased in amber, something that we can touch and feel. Despite what happens around it, it remains pure and intact. For me, the recent experiences of Christmas Eve are such a moment. With all the readings and hymns and prayers, it can feel like that night in the manger is perfectly preserved, untouched by time. We can almost hold it in our hands. There's other frozen moments like this for me. Perhaps you know the sensation I'm talking about. Maybe you have your own list of those moments. Jesus praying over a few meager loaves of bread and a few fish, and then miraculously feeding thousands of hungry people. The disciples watching in shocked and stunned silence as Jesus gets on his hands and knees and washes their feet. Mary coming to the tomb to mourn and instead finds it empty. She leaves full of awe and wonder and hope. To me, these are just some of the moments that remain frozen, seeming to be outside of time. They're special because we can take those moments from this place with us out into our lives. They can become touchstones for us, things we can turn to be given a vision of what God wants for us and what God wants for this world. Other times, it can feel like the story of God is always in motion, always moving. Instead of being encased in amber, there are moments in our worship that feel as if God and the world are rushing into the church and sweeping us up. That we are being told that this story is happening right here and right now. Today, to me, feels like one of those times. We've gone from that moment of peace and serenity in the manger and are now on the move. One of the first things this new family, this holy family, has to do is flee. They have to seek out safety in a foreign land. They have to become refugees. The story of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph in this moment is so very familiar. In our world today, there are over 70 million people who are forcibly displaced from their homes. That is, people who have had to flee because of conflict or persecution. Think about that number for a second. Over 70 million people abandoning their homes because it's not safe for them to stay there. Many of them are young families. Just like Mary and Joseph, trying to find a safe place to raise their child. Many of them, just like Jesus, are too young to know or understand anything that is going on around them. The reality of people being forced to seek refuge in other lands is a theme in the story of humanity. People, because of violence and hatred, having to go on the run, trying desperately to find a safe place to do what everyone wants to do, to raise their family in peace. There are few places on the globe which have not been touched at some time by refugees, be it from world wars in Europe, civil wars in Africa, ethnic clashes in Asia. The story of refugees is a part of the human story. And the story of the refugee is a part of God's story. If King Herod had had his way, he would have found the young Jesus in that peaceful manger and ended his life right then and there. He would have shattered that precious moment that is frozen in time. He would have won a victory for tyranny. The gospel tells us that he tried to do this in one of the most despicable ways possible, ordering the killings of every child 2 years and younger in and around Bethlehem. This sent up a lamentation and wailing that echoed throughout the land. This shows that there are no lengths to which evil will not go to have its way. This shows what humanity is capable of when it has lost sight of God and actively fights against God's work in the world. But Herod was not victorious. Instead, by the darkness of night, Jesus, that young life, that newborn baby, full of so much hope and promise, full of so much love and grace, escapes. He and his family live as strangers in a strange land. They can only return once the danger has ceased chasing them. Our collect for today speaks of Jesus humbling himself to share our humanity. We are called to remember today that when God entered this world, he spent the early years of his life as a vulnerable refugee. We are reminded that his life was threatened from the very moment he entered the world. God incarnate survived. Jesus survived so that he could go on to live a life that would begin to redeem all of humanity. The child who was denied safety would go on to lead a life that sought to bring safety to everyone. The child who was denied a home led a life that built a home for everyone. That life, which was almost ended in its infancy by all too familiar human tyranny, would one day be raised out of the tomb. And now it is a life that will live on for all eternity. It is a body that embraces all of humanity. God calls everyone into this new life. It does not matter if you are a citizen or an immigrant, a refugee or a native. God embraces us all in the body of Christ. And this is a body which had to escape, hidden in the night, to give us all a chance at new life. Sometimes it feels like the story of God is rushing in to sweep us up, reminding us that there are millions of refugees today who are fleeing the same violence Jesus did and searching for the same safety Jesus did. Sometimes it feels like the story of God is rushing to send us out into the world, to be what we are, the living body of Christ, to stand up to the same kind of tyranny that would have seen our Lord and Savior, the light of the world, extinguished before he took his first steps and said his first words. The story of God is moving forward so that we can continue to build this holy place, this holy thing we call the church. A place of safety for all, a place of refuge for all, a home for the entire human family. Amen.